Roll the Dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
I'm here to tell you to come to our Sistema Kingston year-end concert.
It's on May 14th at 4:30 p.m.
It's admission with donation.
We will be performing at the Isabel Bader Center.
You'll hear strings, orff instruments, and lots of singing.
Hope to see you all there.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
What's shaking, Simone?
Just bacon.
Nice.
Shaking some bacon.
Excellent.
You know how much I love bacon.
Everyone likes bacon.
Yeah.
It's the king of meats. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We're hoping you're enjoying your morning so far, whether it's bacon related or not. As long as you're tuned in to CFRC, the place to be, then you're having a good time by default. We know it. We just heard in that last set, The Offspring with Intermission. We try to play it every week because Simone loves it so
yeah.
much. And then also in there, we had Ride Lonesome by Beck. A weird,
yeah.
like a chill song from
very,
Beck.
Very, very chill.
It's kind of rare for him, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. Also in that set, a 1 minute banger from Japanese punk band Otoboke Beaver. I had to look up the translation of what that song was called. It is called Ome no Saturai Kozan Neo Rande Yoshi, otherwise translated to It's Okay If It Doesn't Fall Into Your Strike Zone.
Okay.
Amazing. The,
wow.
The title is longer than the song.
Wow.
But we're here to, you know, rock out with you guys.
Yeah, and share some new stuff.
Yeah, and we also had new stuff from Bella White with Pink Living Room. Everything's new today.
Yeah, brand spanking new. I like it.
It's good. Everything's
yeah.
falling together.
Yeah.
We'll have to get back to some moldy oldies next week, or maybe not. Who knows?
I don't know.
The only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Yes, all we know is that it's Wednesday, which means we're halfway through the work week, and that means we got to start thinking about the weekend.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? It's
what
finally
gonna
nice
out. What
are
you going to do when you get out of jail?
That's right. I'm going to buy all the Fruitopia flavors.
Going to have some fun.
What I'm going to do is I might mosey on down to the Spire and watch the Cantabile Choirs
Ooh.
Sing a tribute to J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit.
Ah.
That's what I might do.
Okay.
That is starts Friday, or it is Friday, April 24th, so I think it's one night only. It's all ages. It is at 6 p.m., and it's only $12 to $25, depending on where your seat is going to be. But it is the children's opera by Dean Bury, featuring the Cantabile Choirs of Kingston, The Hobbit.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's playing all week, actually. 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Oh, nice.
Looks like a 3 p.m. show on the 26th as well.
Right on.
So, you know.
Yeah, check that out.
I wonder if they'll let people, like, go in barefoot, because, you know.
That would be Hobbit-esque.
Very Hobbit-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if they would turn you away, or maybe rubber feet to go
yeah.
over your shoes.
With a staff.
Yes, you need
a staff.
Yeah.
And some loosely fitting linens.
Robes. Everyone just be wearing robes. They got robes. It's a church. They got robes.
Yeah, robes. That
got
makes
tons
sense.
Of robes. Yeah. So get down there, get your robes, lose your shoes, and check out the Hobbit stuff.
Cool.
That's going to be fun.
Right on.
How about you, Simone? What are you going to do when you get out this weekend?
Okay. Well, there is a race weekend, Limestone Race Weekend, happening on the April 25th and 26th. At 2 p.m. And so you can choose from a 5K, a 10K, half marathon, and there's even a 2K race called the Tom Compton Memorial Run for kids.
Oh, okay, nice.
So you can go there with your kids and go running and, you know, get
run
some exercise.
The energy out of them.
Yeah. Welcome the spring summer season.
Excellent.
Yeah. With a little huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, it's a normalizer or whatever. Yeah. It's an equalizer.
Yeah.
How can you stand when you're in a running company? I can't run.
I tried running one time. I did the 1 mile run around the city hall there.
And yeah.
Yeah. It was a second to last or something.
Well, yeah, we're last at least.
Yeah. I finished it at least.
Okay.
At least. I tried it. It was fun. And to be honest, like when you are with other runners, it is a very positive atmosphere.
I guess so.
People cheer and they clap at the sides. They're like, good for you. Good
for
you.
It's just pity. They're just making you feel good.
Well, maybe, but it helped. It helped an awkward situation.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good to have nice people in this town.
Yeah.
If you want to get out and do some cheering and whooping and hollering, you know, as well, The Merchant is having Rudy and Saddle Up playing Friday night, April 24th. Free.
Free. Nice.
That's reason nice. Enough to cheer and whoop it up. Yeah. Also playing this Friday night at Overtime Sports Bar, we got a doubleheader. The Hideaways are going to be playing with Stereotypical. We've got Swing Into Spring on Friday night at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 560. It is a swing band. Sorry, it's the LaSalle Causeway Swing Band, which I like that name.
Yeah.
And it is a fundraiser for the Partners in Mission Food Bank.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
What about you? What do you got, Simone?
Let's see. There is Queen's Secondhand Shuffle.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So all the Queen students who are moving out to the bigger and better and...
brighter things.
Brighter things are, you know, leaving some of their stuff behind, their cool stuff behind.
Yeah.
And all the stuff is for free. And,
oh, no, it's not free. You pay for it.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. It's a sale, I believe.
Oh, is it?
So the way it is like this week, the Queen students are all dropping off their stuff. And then it's open, I think, next week. I have to try and find on their website actual details.
The dates are like April 20th to 24th.
So that's the drop-off.
That's the drop-off.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the 28th to the 30th, that's another drop-off.
Okay.
And then May 1st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is a pickup.
Oh, okay. So I think the way it works is the first day or two of the pickup is open only to Queen's staff and students.
Right.
But then, you know, the students are all getting rid of their stuff. They're not going in to buy new stuff, unless they're staying for the summer. Who knows?
Okay.
And then later on, it gets opened up to Joe Public, and I get to go in and scrounge.
Yeah.
I've found some good stuff there.
Yeah.
Like, if you need 100 spatulas, that's where you get it.
That's where you get it?
Yeah, there's always an abundance of random kitchen stuff.
Yes.
So, again, if you're looking to, like, you know, just get whatever.
Yeah, they've got furniture. They've got household items like chairs and lamps, kitchenware, electronics, office, clothing, linens, and they've even got non-perishable food items.
Oh, cool. And I've seen mini fridges going in there, too. So you might be able to score a mini fridge.
Right on.
Yeah, so check out the Secondhand Shuffle. That's at McGilvery Brown Hall on Berry Street. And you know where that's next to?
What's that next to?
It's next to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Woo-hoo!
Our glorious sponsors. Another shout out to them.
Right on.
But yeah, I look forward to the Secondhand Shuffle every year because you never know what you're going to find.
You never know.
Kitchen supplies and Halloween decorations. There's always a ton of Halloween, like dollar store decorations. They're like, I'm not going to move this back
home.
Right
on. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Anything else going on, Simone?
I think that's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. All I know is that Rio Bravo is still playing at the screening room this week. So you want to see John Wayne and Stumpy blow a house up with dynamite.
It's Stumpy.
Oh, it's Stumpy. You got to check that out. And then next break, the nerd break, we're going to talk Walpurgis Nacht. The night of the Walpurgs or whatever.
My goodness. Yeah, and we'll talk about all that you were putting into this.
Into my liver this weekend. Yeah.
We'll
traditional nonsense, alcoholic nonsense.
Yeah.
More on that on the next break.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
As am I. We're going to get back to the tunes. And like we've been saying all morning, you guys are lucky today. It's all brand new stuff. So let's get ready to rock out. This is SOA with Soul Trumpet. I like it a lot.
Mm.
You're ready for it. You're going to say it.
Yeah.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
te ver, corpo ardente, pegando, pegando, pegando fogo. Quero te ver, corpo ardente, pegando, pegando, pegando. Hey, night, it's nice to meet ya. Where are we going? Hey, Morio. Hey, night, I think I know ya. You're gonna give us, hey, Morio. Luz dourada e ansão chegou. Soul trumpet, cê lembra? Luz dourada e ansão chegou.
I never hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
I know now you're all checked out. happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Welcome to the Garden of Eden. There's nobody here but me and you. So what we're gonna be eating? Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Looks like we got a little bass to do.
You're super intelligent.
When I had that, there was too much pressure to use it. All I want out of life is to be a monkey of moderate intelligence who wears a suit. That's why I've decided to transfer to business school.
No!
Thank you. Simone?
Everything.
Everything and nothing. Welcome back, Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC.
Yes.
Queens University campus.
Right on, right on.
House of Learned Doctors and Albino Squirrels.
Oh, yes, if you can spot one.
Got to keep your eyes peeled. There's been sightings of the Golden Child, the squirrel of power, the blonde squirrel. If you see the Golden Child and you're a student, that means it's an omen. It is bestowing good luck upon you and your finals.
Is it? Okay.
So I know a lot of the students are done their finals, but the medical students, they're a month, they always go a month later. So they're still working.
They're still working hard.
And the Golden Child might be seen outside the new medical building over on Arch Street.
Okay.
Keep your peepers peeled for that.
Peepers peeled.
And keep your peepers peeled for the mallard ducks that are on top of the bookstore next door to CFRC.
They can fly pretty high.
They're up there, yeah.
Yeah.
I had mallards nesting on my rooftop one spring, and you get worried because I live up one story above the, you know, ground level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are these ducklings, are they going to perish when they try to...
I know. And do they get pushed out of the nest?
Apparently.
Like regular birds, I guess so.
But I guess when I looked it up, apparently the mallard parents know how high is too high.
Oh, I see.
So like a story high is fine.
Okay. So they can kind of gauge it.
I think that's what they say, but like that rooftop is pretty high up on the bookstore. I hope they're not like up there.
You hope they haven't made a mistake.
otherwise, who knows? We're all eating good. That's what will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had duck?
I have.
I think I had it once.
Duck's good.
Is it oily?
Yes.
Okay.
In
so
a good
wasn't
way.
Just my wasn't just the duck that I got.
No, it can be greasy. Like I've had duck wings at Red House once instead of chicken wings.
Yeah.
And they were a little like, you know, a little gamey, but it was good. They were really good. Yeah.
Mm.
And of course, duck terrine I had over the holidays.
How's that made?
That is like duck and pork and stuff and seasoning. Chef Nancy made it at Old Farm.
Yeah.
And you compress it together while you bake it in an oven, and then you can cut it like a meatloaf when it's done.
Oh.
And then the idea is that it's like almost like a thick pate that you're supposed to serve on a charcuterie board.
Ooh.
And I was just eating it like by the slice. Like it was so good.
Okay.
Available from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah. What are we talking about right now? What's going on?
We're talking about nerd news.
Oh, right.
Are we talking about nerd news yet?
That's
maybe
right.
Not yet.
No, yeah, because every week you always make me talk about nerd stuff because you're such a geek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's always Simone. She forces me to do it. We like to talk about nerd things, everything that's going on in the world of Hollywood, video games, TV stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, I think you were wanting to talk about Tom
Street
Cruise.
Fighter? Oh. Well, yeah, Tom Cruise for sure, because our first story is that Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick are getting a limited re-release into theaters from May 13th to 19th, 1 week only. So if you're like me, and I forgot to take my father to go see Top Gun Maverick when it was on the big screen, now's your chance.
It's I'm sure it's fantastic on the big screen. Oh, I saw it on the small screen, really? But I wouldn't mind seeing it on the big screen.
I'll take you and Gary and I. We're going.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I even think when I saw it, I got the chairs that like rock and tilt and vibrate. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so yeah. May 13th to 19th, get your tickets.
Tom Cruise, he does it. He likes to do it all the way.
He goes for it.
He really does.
He really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was watching, again, My Challenge Accepted Girl, Michelle, and she actually redid one of his stunts.
Which one?
The one that he did on the plane where he's hanging on the side of the plane. Final Reckoning,
oh,
I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wild stuff.
So, yeah, so she had to like even... because she doesn't have any goggles, right? And anything can fly in your face,
when
you're going that fast and that hard. So she had to have contact lenses that covered her entire eyeball. She had to do stuff like that.
You got to think about these things. Ever since Fabio got hit in the face with a goose when he was on a roller coaster. For real. There's a famous picture of him and he's coming off the roller coaster and he's covered in blood.
Oh my goodness.
I remember the interview because he's like, part of it was the blood of me, and part of it was the blood of the beast. He called it a beast.
The beast.
Because it was like a new roller coaster that was opening up, and they didn't realize they were in like a migratory flight path. Yeah. And of course, Fabio's got to be in the first seat because he's a celebrity. You don't want to mess with that face, though.
Do you like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters.
Yeah?
You like roller coasters?
I guess. I always get a headache, though.
What?
It reminds me of when going to Canada's Wonderland.
Yeah.
And just having a headache.
Just because of all the children.
The children
that are running around. They've got a new rule at Canada's Wonderland where if you're under 13, you have to have a parent or chaperone. Which got me thinking, like, wait a minute, there's kids under 13 just running around there?
Oh, really?
So no wonder you had a headache.
Well, I think it was the banging and the shaking your head around.
Yeah, because your brain is in your skull and it's getting rocked around.
It's getting shook.
Maybe that's why I went bald so early.
Well, you think it was Canada's
roller
Wonderland?
Roller coasters, yeah. I got it. It's a conspiracy theory. We'll figure it out. More nerd news, though.
Yes.
Queen of the nerds. Nerds, mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney. Mm. I don't know if she's a nerd or not.
Maybe.
I don't know much about her. All I know is that Euphoria and the Housemate star Sydney Sweeney will not be appearing in The Devil Wears Prada Part 2. It was rumored that she was.
Oh, so she's not,
Now she's not. Mm. Easy come, easy go.
Just like that.
You don't want to outshine Anne Hathaway. You stay away.
Stay away?
You keep Sydney Sweeney away from her. We can't have them side by side. Then people will start seeing how old she is.
Oh.
They all look fine. They're rich. They can afford these things.
Everyone's, and they're CGI to smooth things out.
Yeah, exactly. They're all deep-faked. I mean, everyone's all like, oh, look at Anne Hathaway. She's 40 and she looks so good. And I'm like, it's because she's loaded. It's because she's rich.
She did something recently. She just looks fantastic. I don't know. Her and Lindsay Lohan.
There's something going on.
Yeah, people were just talking on the chat online. It's like, what did they do? Well, whatever they did was like, you know, it worked really well.
What they did was they made $1 million when they were 15 years old and they never looked back. Speaking of like the greatest, like most beautiful people on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Super Troopers 3. The cast of Super Troopers, otherwise known as Broken Lizard.
And for those of us who have no idea what you're talking about,
everyone knows what I'm talking about. Super Troopers was a comedy movie that came out in 2001 about highway patrolmen who are terrible at their jobs.
Okay.
Fantastic movie. The sequel came out about 10 years later. It takes place in Canada. It's got Rob Lowe and Will Sasso and Emmanuel Chikri in it.
Yes.
And it's a fantastic movie. And then they just released a trailer for the long-awaited third one, Super Troopers Part 3, comes out... I should know this. This is my job. Comes out August 7th, 2026. We're so hard up for good comedy movies, and Super Troopers is just cherry on top, top of the heap.
Nice.
So funny, so funny. I can't play the trailer on the air because it's rank, but it's a great franchise that I think you guys should all check out.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got more hunk news.
Okay, let's go for it.
Glenn Powell.
Ooh,
King of the Hunks, right?
King of the Hunks,
We saw him in Twisters like a couple summers ago.
He's Matthew McConaughey 2.0.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He's doing it better. He is in talks to star in the remake of Them. Or sorry, I'm pronouncing it wrong. There's an exclamation, so you're supposed to pronounce it Them! Yeah. Them was a 1950s creature feature drive-in classic about giant radioactive ants in the Arizona desert coming up and terrorizing people.
Ooh.
And I've been wanting to do a remake for so long because it's a fun movie. It's old. It's black and white. Giant ants.
Oh, giant ants. Not tiny ants overtaking
someone? Oh, no. Gigantic ants the size of cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there have been movies about swarms of ants.
Okay.
But Glenn Powell's not involved in
right.
those. But they're remaking the 1954 sci-fi classic Them, and I believe it's Michael Giacchino who's going to be directing. Those who don't know, who probably don't know, Michael Giacchino is a famous film composer. He's been doing the scores for movies for like 20, 30 years. We're talking The Incredibles was one of his. And he was a very famous guy.
Yeah.
And he only started directing a couple of years ago. He did a 45-minute Marvel werewolf short with Gael Garcia Bernal. So much words coming out of my
mouth.
So
many.
And so this is his first like feature film that he's directing. So for a guy who's been on the scene for decades doing music, it's so nice to see him stepping behind the camera. The werewolf short was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching it being like, Michael Giacchino, right on.
Giacchino.
So to see Michael Giacchino directing Glenn Powell in the ant movie. It's too much. It's too much.
Are you going to be okay?
Oh, I'm getting over nerded. There's more to go. There's more to go. What else is happening today? Oh, yeah. Simone mentioned Street Fighter to me, which blew my mind.
I did mention it to you. Are you proud?
I'm very proud. Well done, Simone. You're allowed back in the studio next week. The Street Fighter trailer premiered on YouTube this past week. It comes out in October, and it just looks like barrels of fun. I can't believe that in this, like, May, we're getting a Mortal Kombat movie, and in October, we're getting a Street Fighter movie.
Yes.
Excited.
Your heart is full, right?
Yeah, exactly. So check out the trailer for the new Street Fighter movie because it looks like it's a must-see on the big screen.
Yes.
It just looks ridiculous. I'm gonna catch my breath before we get to celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
There are social betters.
Yes.
I'm really getting winded.
Yeah.
There are social betters and they deserve to be worshipped by all of us plebes. Happy 40th birthday to NFL legend and hilarious man Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Starred in the comedy classic Bottoms with Rachel Sennett and Iowa Debris. If you haven't seen Bottoms, hard yes.
Yes.
Gotta see it. Hilarious. Mm. Marshawn Lynch was wonderful in that. Happy 40th birthday to him. Happy 40th birthday to Queen of Hollywood, Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard, scourge of the Johnny Depp fans everywhere.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. What's she up to these days, Simone? Any ideas?
I think she was, someone saw her running in Paris or something.
Oh, okay.
Taking a jog in Europe somewhere.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Good on her.
I'm glad she's getting her exercise there.
She's only 40. She's got some time left to, you know, make it or break it. Happy birthday.
I don't know. Do you think she will?
I don't know.
I think there's a whole... Did you hear the April Fool's joke about her?
No.
Apparently, they were not going to have... for the franchise, what is it called again? The Bachelor. The Bachelorette. They had The Bachelorette was a character on Mormon Wives. Like,
yeah.
Or I think that girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what her name is.
But
apparently
right.
The April Fool's joke was that ABC canceled her and was going to have Amber Heard instead.
Oh, okay. Because yes. I know that the woman in question that we can't remember did get canceled because of that chair throwing incident.
Right.
Good God. But that's a pretty funny April Fool's joke.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tune in.
Well, that's why you got to watch the last episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when Frank Reynolds goes on The Golden Bachelor.
Ooh.
It's wonderful.
Sounds good.
It does.
I'll have to check it out.
It's also John Waters' birthday today. He turns 80 years old.
Is he a character actor?
He's a director and filmmaker.
Oh, he's a director.
And he's acted a lot, but he's a filmmaker who his movies go back to like the early 70s, and he's known for trashy movies in a good way. We're talking Pink Flamingos, Hairspray. I won't say that one on the air, but a lot of good stuff. I like his Crybaby with Johnny Depp back in like 1990, the 1950s doo-wop musical. Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. John Waters, he's a presence.
Yeah.
He did the voice of, he was on the episode of The Simpsons where Homer thinks Bart is gay. Did you ever see that one?
No.
No?
That
was so good because John Waters plays like the guy who runs the kitschy memorabilia store in the mall. And Homer and him becomes friends. But then when Homer realizes he's gay, Homer has a problem with it.
Yeah.
And he's worried Bart's going to be gay.
Yeah.
And he tries to turn Bart straight. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
You've never seen it?
No.
Homer's Phobia, it's called.
I've never heard of that.
That's one of their best episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Waters is all over that. He's so funny in it.
Okay.
Highly recommend. Recommend it. And I think that's all I've got for nerd stuff today.
Yeah.
Well, Purgis Knocked is coming up. Joe Bob Briggs has a special on Shudder. I won't drone on about it because we're running out of time.
Okay.
But maybe I'll dip into that before we say so long.
Yeah, dip into it. A little bit.
A little bit. We're going to get back to the tunes, though. We got to dip our toes back into Maud Lang. That's what we got to do. Their new track, TV Star, off their new album. I saw Maud Lang at the Broom Factory, I believe, with DJ Mayhem.
Yeah.
She's coming in to do her last show
after us.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
It's the end of an era.
It is.
So in honor of DJ Mayhem, here's Maud Lang right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Why you staring at someone who went away from It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You'll always be around to let me down. You'll always be around to let me down. I've been running around with the same old crowd too long. It's too late for me. I don't feel a thing anymore. I'm a zombie. I don't even breathe. I'm cutting my hair, changing my name. I'm packing my bags, moving out of state. Hearing great things about the Midwest. Gonna get blessed. God help me. You'll always be around to let me down. 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 Now you're shaking, shaking all my shackles. Listen to it rattle. Play me like King Kong. The earth's quaking, quaking all around me. Still you can surround me. Pray for kingdom come. I'm no gorilla. Don't you trap me in a thriller. You wanna play my Godzilla. You better bite down hard. I'm cutting my hair, changing my name, packing my bags, moving out of state. Cutting my hair, changing my name, packing my bags, moving out of state.
He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase and kissed his kids goodbye. He waited his whole damn life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? And isn't it ironic? And don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day.
I know a smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spools when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. Yeah, I really do think.
Go. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And that was not Alanis Morissette.
It wasn't.
It was the other queen of song in Canada.
A female Canadian rock star.
Avril Lavigne covering Ironic.
Yeah.
It's on some movie soundtrack I've never heard of. Some teen comedy thing.
Yeah, because for
teens,
them, they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know. It's brand new to them.
Good cover, though. I like
that.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. Before Avril Lavigne's cover of Ironic, we had the All-American Rejects with their new one, King Kong. Also in that set, Spooky Guava, brand new band with a brand new song called Burnout. That was featuring Frankie Flowers. Not too shabby.
Frankie, what a name.
That's
like
a good
that.
Name, yeah. We opened her up with Maud Lang and TV star right here on CFRC, the place to be. Simone.
Yes.
What did we learn today that we didn't learn... We didn't know yesterday. We learned that Mayhem's last show is up next. DJ Mayhem is finally getting the heck out of Stinktown.
Yeah.
Moving on to bigger and brighter things.
She's a big star.
She's going to the Big Smoke.
Yeah.
And she's going to have the last episode of The Mood with May on after us. So kindly stay tuned and crank it up.
Absolutely.
She's excellent. 5 years.
Yeah.
It's cray cray.
Yeah. You're going to tell us about your...
booze! You want to talk about booze?
You're going to tell us about it quickly.
So quickly, Walpurgisnacht is April 31st into May 1st. It's basically the anti-Halloween. It's a big festival in Europe to usher in springtime. It involves parties and bonfires, and it goes back to the days of the pagans. Mm-hmm. And it involves alcohol. Not just any alcohol, specific alcohol. So I have to try. The Joe Bob Briggs is having his Walpurgisnacht double movie feature on Shudder on this Friday night.
Yes.
And so I have to try and track down. I have to try and track down Sima, which is a Finnish sweet fermented lemonade mead. I have to try and track down Maybach beer, which is a traditional springtime beer from Germany. I need to get these specific bitters from a German company that's been making them since the 1600s from 43 different herbs from 43 different countries.
Wow.
And you can buy it at the LCBO. So I have to take a strainer full of sweet Woodruff herb and I have to pour the bitters through the strainer into a punch made of dry Riesling, brut champagne, other things that I forget, and I have to drink it over ice with a splash of, I don't know, rosemary sprig and some lemon zest, and I have to drink that.
This is your quest.
It's my quest. And I have to try and find some honey mead as well from some local producers.
Okay.
These are traditional drinks. The whole point of Walpurgisnacht is to burn witches and party with your fellow farmers and, you know, get lucky. for springtime.
Yeah, for spring.
The farms depend on it.
I hope you get lucky with your recipe list.
If anyone out there has any honey mead sources, it's really hard to come by this time of year.
Okay.
Find me on social media.
Yeah.
Jeff Movie Nerd.
Jeff Movie Nerd. DM. Slide into those DMs with
ingredients.
Mead. Yeah.
How about you, Simone? What's going on?
Nothing much, but I look forward to next week to hearing how it went for you.
I'm going
to
be rough. I'm going to be a wreck on Monday or next week. Well, anyways, we'll catch you guys next Wednesday for more, you know, nonsense as always.
Yeah.
Thanks you guys for tuning in.
Yes.
If you missed the show, go on to CFRC.ca. Check out the archive page because, again, it was all brand new stuff today.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to impress your friends.
With your knowledge.
With your knowledge.
Yes.
With your Maud Lang knowledge.
Right
on. We've got the Cleopatras coming up next with their brand new one, Bangs in Your Head. And if we get to it, another cover of Scott Pilgrim by the Boojums. Is that right?
Yeah, Boojums.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then we're going to start things off, though. Normally, we end the show with our Clint Eastwood So Long, but we're going to end it with the Joe Bob Briggs Last Drive-In Oath. So raise your right hands and get ready to do it. I'm not taking no for an answer.
Are you?
We'll catch you guys next week.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. We are drive-in mutants. We are not like other people. We are sick. We are disgusting. If life had a vomit meter, we'd be off the scale. We believe in blood, in breasts, and in beasts. We believe in Kung Fu City. As long as one drive-in remains on the planet Earth, we will party like jungle animals. We will boogie till we puke. Heads will roll. The drive-in will never die. Amen.